Have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Aero Fasteners, and Kohler Power. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys doing? You getting ready for the holidays? Geez, Thanksgiving is almost here, man. I can't believe it. And then, you know, holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, you know, you name it. This is just such a busy time of the year for us personally, you know, let alone trying to get our house ready for maybe any guests that are going to be stopping by. But if you got a project that you absolutely positively have to get done, you're kind of stuck on or need some tips to move it along, that's a great topic for us today. So give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or really any project you want to do now, you want to plan for next year, we'd be happy to help, because that's what we do. We've been answering questions from folks just like you for, oh, I hate to admit it, but over 20 years.
It's been a long time.
Because this is episode 2258, and gosh, I'm so happy to have this job, Leslie, because otherwise I'd have to do, like, a real job. You know, I just don't want to do that. I just want to hang out and talk and fix stuff, and, you know, I was just talking to Jim, our editor, and he's like, how's it going? I'm like, I just moved 8 yards of topsoil and a wheelbarrow. Oh, it sucked. The older I get, heavier stuff gets, and it's just kind of what we do. We live this stuff, right? And so we love talking about it.
I mean, it's awesomely fun.
And it is awesomely fun. So, hey, let us help you with your projects, because we got some experience in this space. Anyway, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about fireplaces. Here's a really surprising stat. Fireplaces account for almost half of all home heating fires. It's a big number, especially considering on how little they're used compared to, say, your heating system, right? So we're going to share some tips on how to make sure your fireplace is both toasty and safe.
And if you're looking for ways to save money on your energy bills, try looking for the right window treatments to reduce your heat loss. We're going to share three excellent options.
And if you're lucky enough to have a sprinkler system for your lawn, now is definitely the time that that system needs to be winterized. If it's not done yet, you gotta get it done. You don't want to see what happens when it's not. Trust me, it's not pretty. It's happened to me once, and it's a real mess. So we'll explain what needs to happen and to avoid that frozen mess just ahead.
But first, you've got home improvement questions, and you don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us. We can help you save some money, save time, and avoid some home improvement hassles that will just slow you down on the road to your dream house. So don't forget, you gotta reach out to us. We can't call you.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Or I'll tell you, the easy way to get in touch with us is just to go to our website, click on the blue microphone button. It's on like every page, and record your question. This way we can get back to you the next time we're in the studio. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Dan in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a back porch that I turned into a salon and for my wife, and it was never insulated out there, and I've insulated the walls and ceiling. And I need a way to insulate the floors, and what it is, it's about a foot off the ground at the front of it and maybe a foot and a half at the back of it, and there's not really a good way to crawl under there and try to insulate. I was wondering the best way to try to insulate that to keep the pipes from freezing.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult because you have no access to that space. I mean, in a perfect world, you'd be able to get under there and push some fiberglass bats underneath the floor, but you can't do that. Now, what kind of flooring is down from the top side? Is there any way you can remove that floor and insulate and then reinstall it?
No, not without great difficulties. It's got old 2x6 flooring with sheeting on top of that, and then I've got a laminate-type flooring on top of that.
So the flooring is finished, too, correct?
Yes.
I don't have a good solution for you because you have no access to that space.
Very little access around the edges. I mean, I can get to the edges and insulate around the outside, but I wouldn't even know.
If you could get creative and get those insulation bats up and, you know, pressed up onto that floor, you know, that's going to help. But it's very difficult. You know, one thing you could also consider doing is spray foam insulation. A spray foam pro might be able to get the tools back down to the nooks and crannies of that floor space to be able to foam it and sort of work their way out. Spray foam, you spray it and it expands. There's a very significant expansion ratio of maybe 100 to 1 or so. So they put a thin coating on the inside of the floor, it will like fill up to like 8 inches or 10 inches thick. So that's a possibility, but again, it's tricky.
And I ran plumbing and water, so I need to somehow...
Well, if you ran the plumbing and the water, why didn't you insulate the pipes at the same time?
Well, I thought there'd be a way to insulate around the outside of it or insulate. I ran everything through a window through the basement to get out there, so I've got airflow through my basement. So if I could somehow insulate around the edges, I think it might keep it enough to...
Right. You might want to dig out some of that crawl space, you know, create kind of like a Yankee basement there. Not enough to do anything more than crawl in there, but you may need to lower some of it to get access to that space and do everything that you need to do. That's a problem when you convert spaces like that. You know, they were never intended to be a living space when they were first constructed. So they're very challenging to work around, just like you're experiencing.
Yeah, I'm finding that out. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, now we've got Anna on the line who needs some help with some door improvement. Tell us what you're working on.
Hi. Yes, I have one metal door and three fiberglass door that I got a guy to paint it, and not knowing when I got home, he actually painted with a spray can paint. So when the heat hits the door, I can't open the door because it's sticking to the door jamb.
What a mess.
How do I repair that?
Well, you know, even though he painted it with spray paint, it should still work. I mean, it should dry. The fact that it's spray paint is not making it any more or less tacky than perhaps if you use paint out of a gallon. But the fact that it's sticking might mean that the door needs a bit of adjustment inside the opening. Are all the doors sticking?
All the doors sticking right on the rubber of the door jamb. It's like, I think that it's a shushu can paint. I'm like, you sprayed what to the door?
What kind of paint did he use?
I call it a shushu, regular can paint. Like he went to the hardware store, got a spray can paint and sprayed it.
Well, look, what you should do now, if you've had a bad paint job, is you really have to pull that old paint off. So I would take the doors off of the hinges, lay them down horizontally, use a paint remover to pull off the paint that's there. Once you get it back down to where it was when you started, then I would prime the doors first. And I would use an oil-based primer, because that's going to give you good adhesion to both the metal and the fiberglass doors. And then I would put a good top-quality finish coat on that using a semi-gloss paint. Then let them dry really well, and then reinstall them.
So is it possible then to, this is on metal and fiberglass, to get a paint remover for this thing?
Yes, there's paint removers. The citrus-based removers are the most effective. So use the citrus-based paint removers, pull off the old paint, prime the doors, and then repaint them. You should be good to go. Okay, Anna?
Thank you so very much again.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on? Are you getting ready for the holiday season? Are you thinking about projects that you need to tackle before the guests start knocking on your door? Or maybe you just want to learn how to make that turkey in the best way. Whatever it is, we can help. So reach out today. Coming up, the weather outside can be frightful, but if you're not maintaining them, fireplaces can be downright frightening. We're going to share tips on how you can make sure that your fireplace is both toasty and safe when the Money Pit returns.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's DIACH Coatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you can dream it, we know that you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure that you grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got David joining us here at Team Money Pit. He's got some brown paneling and needs a lot of help. What's going on?
I inherited a house that was built back in the 70s, and I was wondering what to do with the original wooden dark brown paneling that's on the living room and kitchen dining room areas.
We get a lot of calls just like this, don't we, Leslie, from folks that have paneling kind of stuck in the 70s paneling. And in this case, you know, generally your options are to either remove it if you can, assuming it's not glued to the walls, or paint it. What do you think?
I mean, those really are your only two options. So it kind of depends on how much work you want to get into. Definitely don't try to fill any of those gaps and crevices that make it the paneling, because it's not going to stay. They're like, ooh, I'll make it look like a smooth wall. Uh-uh.
No, you can't.
No, that's not going to work. It's just going to fall out and be more frustrating. I mean, painting the paneling looks fine, in my opinion. It's definitely that sort of clabbered look that you kind of get, but vertical instead of horizontal.
Yeah, I think it comes down to budget, because, I mean, everybody can paint, and you definitely got to prime it and put a couple of coats of finish on it. I would use, you know, something with like a matte finish. I wouldn't use anything with a sheen. And that's sort of the budget way to, you know, get rid of this and lighten the space up. In the best scenario, you're going to want to remove it. And sometimes that's easy and sometimes it's not. If it's glued to the wall, then you end up having to do a lot of drywall repair or putting another layer of drywall on, which really drives up the cost. So maybe you could do a little exploratory surgery and see how hard it is to take that off. You know, find an area where maybe you can pry it off a little bit of the seam and see if there's any glue under there. If there's no glue, then you could probably take it off. You have to fill the nail holes, but that's not such a bad deal. But if not, what you could do is paint it, you know, just live with it for a little while, and then maybe in the future you can go ahead and tear it off when you have a bigger budget to take care of, you know, making sure those walls are properly restored.
Yeah, either way, figure out what you're going to do. You're definitely going to transform the space. Even if it's just the paint, it's going to feel a lot brighter. It's not the lighting. It's the dark paneling. I promise you it's going to feel a lot brighter once you do that. Well, fireplaces are definitely great for ambiance, but they can also be great for cutting your home heating bills. And you know what, guys? If you're not taking care of them, they can do more harm than good. Now, according to the National Fire Protection Association, fireplaces account for almost half of all home heating fires. And that's a huge number, considering how little that you use them compared to your heating system that you use every day.
Yeah, and because of that, this is one area of the house that really needs careful and consistent maintenance so it operates safely. Now, the first step is to hire a chimney sweep. A chimney sweep's cleaning and inspection is really critical to making sure the fireplace is safe. It ought to be done once a year, at least once for every quart of wood that you burn, and generally right before the winter is a good time to do that. Besides sweeping the chimney, a good sweep is going to also make sure the structure is intact, but you can do this too from the ground up and very carefully from the roof. You can glance around your chimney for cracks, for loose bricks, for missing mortar. You know, even one storm can cause damage, so just keep an eye on that structure and make sure it looks good. But you know, for all the value a good chimney sweep brings, I have to say, Leslie, proceed with caution, right? I mean, chimney sweeping is an area, it's an industry that's really ripe with, how should we say, questionable sales practices. You know, you got a problem and I'm just the guy to fix it for you kind of people. So make sure the pro you hire is certified through the Chimney Safety Institute of America. And listen, if a chimney sweep says you got some, terrible, horrible, you know, panic peddling kind of explanation on what's wrong, get a second opinion, even if it costs you a few bucks, because sometimes these sweeps will try to turn small problems into really big money makers for themselves. And I hate to have to say that, but it's just
problems.
It's an industry that just has that reputation. Just proceed carefully. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have it done. It just means be aware.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's super important when you go to the store and you pick up some firewood, or perhaps you're, you know, harvesting wood around your property, it's super important what type of wood you use in your fireplace. I mean, the type you burn makes a difference. So you want to only burn seasoned wood. Now, that means it should be dried out for at least 6 months before you use it in the fireplace, and that's long enough and dry enough to produce a hollow sound when you toss it against another piece of wood. You know that sound when you're sort of piling up all the firewood at a campsite or throwing something in the fireplace? It makes that definite, like...
It's hollow, like when I bump my head. Hollow, yeah.
But it definitely makes, like, a distinct sound. Now, if you use wood that has not been seasoned, what can happen is it can have a buildup of creosote. And creosote is very, very combustible. And you'll see the creosote is sort of a blackish brown kind of tar-like substance, and it sticks to the inside of the flue. And what happens is too much of it starts to build up. It's super flammable. It can cause a fire, and a fire in a chimney is so dangerous. So you really have to make sure that the chimney is kept very, very clean.
Now, one last thing. We talked a lot about the maintenance of wood-burning fireplaces here, but wood stoves or even gas fireplace maintenance rules apply. You need to service them annually to make sure they're operating safely. So don't skip that step, because we want you guys to be safe. Cozy, but safe at the same time.
Sylvia in Ohio is on the line and clearly spilled some glue somewhere. What's going on?
No, I didn't spill glue. We have our carpet in our kitchen is glued down like 20 years ago.
Did you say carpeting in your kitchen?
Yes, they use glue to put the carpet down. My question is, how do we get it off the floor without tearing the whole floor out?
What kind of flooring was it glued over? Is it hardwood?
No, just...
Plywood?
Yes,
Some sort of a subfloor. So really, you don't have to get it completely off. You just have to kind of get it smooth, so you can put whatever kind of flooring down you want to do over that. What kind of flooring do you want to end up with, Sylvia?
We want to put hardwood over it or on it.
So what you should do is get a citrus adhesive remover. There's a number of different citrus-based adhesive removers. They're not as caustic as some of the other adhesive removers. And what it will do is soften that adhesive. And your goal here is just to get any of the sort of the thicker, chunkier areas removed, so that what you could do is put down another layer of plywood, an underlayment of plywood, say like a quarter-inch Luan or something like that. Then on top of that, you can install your hardwood floor. There's lots of options with the hardwood floor. You can use engineered hardwood, which is thinner but very, very beautiful, and it's more dimensionally stable, and it would be probably a better choice for a kitchen, because if you put regular hardwood down and you ever had a big leak, spilled a pot of anything, it will swell up and become damaged. But if you use engineered, it's much more stable and resistant to any type of swelling when it gets damp or wet.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Alfred, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got a duplex. And I got this idea from truck stop restrooms, from the truck stop shower, because I drive a truck. Anyways, my question is in the showers that I've seen or the bathrooms I've seen, the floor covering goes up on the sides of the up to the wall, say about 3 or 4 inches, you know. So like if somebody spills water or something like that, it doesn't go down, you know, in the floor or whatever. And because the problem I've had in my duplex is that, you know, somebody run the bathtub over or something leak and it goes down in my kitchen down below. Mm-hmm. And I'm redoing that bathroom, and I've seen this this thing in the commercial bathroom. And I was wondering, is there something that I can do similar? You know, like, is it like liquid epoxy?
Yeah, so what they're doing in that situation is they're essentially taking the entire floor and turning it into a shower pan. You know how if you have a shower where you have like a tile pan and the pan has the drain in it and you step in the shower and the water falls on the floor, then it runs in the drain. So think about that, but for the same size, basically full width of the shower, of the bathroom itself. I've seen bathrooms in Europe that are done that way. I've seen some in the United States, but it's not too common. So sure, it's entirely possible to do that, but it dramatically raises the cost of the bathroom build out, which could be weighed against, you know, the occasional leak getting through. I mean, it's not a common occurrence for leaks to come through bathrooms. So much so that I would recommend that everyone do that. But if you want to kind of go the extra mile and don't mind the expense and work, you certainly could build a shower pan that's the entire width of your bathroom.
Oh, I gotcha. Do you have an idea what product I could use that does that? How would I actually do that?
So shower pans can be made of lead. They can be made of fiberglass. They essentially have to be sort of molded in place, and then they're covered with tile.
Okay, that's how it's done. I gotcha.
It's like a pool. Think about if you're trying to build a pool. You know, it has to, the base itself has to be absolutely waterproof, and then the tile covers it.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Awesome. Well, that's great. Well, I definitely appreciate your time and answering my question. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure, Alfred. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. He brings up a very good point that you can get ideas and inspiration no matter where you are. Here he is, a long-haul trucker, and sees this kind of a shower setup in one of the establishments that he stopped in and is thinking about whether he can do it at home. Makes sense.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up this hour, you know, the right window treatments don't just add style to your home. They can also help reduce your heat loss, which is going to save you money on your energy bills. We're going to explain how next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more home pets.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Has the holiday decorating begun, Leslie, at your house? It sounds like it should.
No, I can't do Christmas until Thanksgiving. Well, but I promise you, the day after Thanksgiving, you will have Christmas.
There you go. If you don't be between Leslie and a row of Christmas lights, because you're going to run over.
It's my favorite. What can I do?
Hey, how would you guys like to win a whole workshop full of tools to take on your fall fix-up projects and more? You can when you enter the Money Pit's fantastic fall fix-up sweepstakes presented by Arrow.
Yeah, this is amazing. Now, one grand prize winner is going to receive $750 worth of Arrow tools, including the pneumatic brad nailer, the T50 heavy-duty staple gun. I mean, so many awesome tools and staples. This is a great prize pack.
We've also got five runner-up winners who will receive the Arrow Holiday Light Helper Prize Pack. That's worth $100. So we've got lots of stuff going out to folks for the holiday season from Arrow if you enter the sweepstakes. You can do that once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Marlise is on the line with a slippery window question. What's going on at your money pit?
My windows, I have two, and it's an add-on where you walk in, and they're probably about 7 feet long and 15 inches wide. They slid down, and the top has a two-inch gap where so air is just coming in. They're not the type you open. I heard you could put suction cups and try to pull them up or something.
So these windows, you say these windows slide, but they're not the kind that open? Well, that doesn't make sense to me.
No, they're not meant to slide.
Okay.
They're just in the wood frame, and they slid down like two-inch gap where the air is coming in.
Try to imagine what this looks like. The window's not meant to slide. Is this window meant to open at all?
No.
So it's a permanent solid pane that fits into a frame and somehow it slipped out of the frame?
Yeah, they both slid down, I guess, in the wall somehow or down the frame.
Is this a situation where the home is settling, do you think? Or is it just that this window sash has moved out of the frame that was holding it?
It just slid down in the frame that was holding it.
This is a good time for you to take a photo of this window and post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit so we can look at it and comment on it. However, if it's a static window that was held into a wood frame and it's absolutely not intended to move or open ever, then I don't see why you couldn't slide it back up from whence it came and secure it in place mechanically with screws or nails or other types of fasteners or brace it in place or use a silicone caulk around the outside edge, which would have the same effect of holding it in place. As long as it's not designed to move whatsoever, then it's just a mechanical matter of getting it back in place and securing it there in a more permanent way. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, guys, did you know that the right window treatments can reduce heat loss by as much as 64%? That means adding style to your windows can keep your home comfortable and save you a lot of money on top of your energy bills, too. Here's a few options to consider if this is a project you would like to tackle.
All right, now cellular shades, guys. These are the most insulating. They've got a unique honeycomb shape, so it's sort of, you know, two outer edges and like open air pockets in the middle, and that traps the air to keep those outside temperatures outside. It kind of is a buffer between the cold window and the warm house. Now, you want to make sure you use the ones that are made with fabric because that resists crushing the most rather than those paper shades. And the shades come in different cell sizes that are going to provide different levels of insulation. So this way you can really choose what's best for your needs. And you're not limited to horizontal shades here because you can actually find the sort of honeycomb style in vertical shades too. So there's really an option for everybody. And some of them really look great and they'll work with all of your decor. So definitely take a look.
We've got cellular shades on all of the windows downstairs in our house, and I absolutely love them. They really do work very, very well. Now, another option is solar shades. They have a more modern look. They're great for managing heat and daylight and glare. Now, solar shades use technology that blocks the sun's rays from the outside while still allowing you to have views from the inside. There are sort of different levels of openness, and that's going to determine how much of the shade you can actually see through, sort of the view-through capability. Now, a blackout option will prevent all light from transferring through the fabric. Semi-opaque allows minimal light, and sheer lets daylight filter right on through.
Yeah, and because solar fabrics are engineered to save energy, they reduce heating costs, but they also maximize natural light, which means that you use less electricity for your interior lighting. And colors do matter because a darker color is going to absorb more solar radiation to save energy during the colder months, and lighter colors, on the other hand, reflect more solar radiation in the winter and make the most of natural light by allowing the daylight to kind of filter through the fabric. So it's really a personal choice there to kind of figure out what's going to work best for you. And of course, drapery, that's a really simple third option to help you increase your insulation. This is just an added layer that's going to give you more insulation to reduce heat loss. They can be super sophisticated or very stylized, whatever works great with your room. I mean, of course, you're closing them to help you insulate that window space better, but it's definitely a boost in decor and a boost in insulation.
Carol in Rhode Island is on the line and needs some help with the exterior of her home. How can we help you?
I have a 115-year-old Queen Anne Victorian. 12 years ago, I replaced all the columns on the porch, and they're rotting out again. And they're finger-jointed columns, and I was told they were installed incorrectly. So I'd like to know the correct way to install them.
Why were you told that they were installed incorrectly?
I was told that because the top was not sealed with some kind of flashing, that there was snow and rain getting in the top of the column, and it was rotting the column from the inside out.
Well, that may or may not be the case. I mean, certainly you need to pay attention to water control when you do a project like that. It's hard for me to imagine. Usually columns sit underneath an overhang, but if there was some aspect of it that was exposed, then maybe that could be the case. Another area to make sure you keep it off the ground is at the bottom of the column. We usually advise columns to put on something called a post dog, which is like a plate that keeps it up a half inch or an inch off of the floor or the slab, depending on how this is built, so that you have some room for the column to dry out and not collect water. But generally, anytime you have water that collects in an area, you are going to have rot. Now, replacing these columns is not a do-it-yourself project, so you need to proceed very carefully with this because those columns hold a lot of weight, and that weight has to be transferred while the repair is being made.
So let me ask you this. I'm thinking now of replacing them with the new fiberglass or composite columns, whatever they're made out of. And I was told by a friend of mine that I should still have some kind of a steel pole inserted in the middle to hold the weight of the porch.
Yeah, it depends on the column. There are those types of composite columns where there's essentially a metal column, like a lolly column, that does all the work, the structural work, and then the decorative column kind of snaps around that.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Because the composite itself may not be load-bearing. In fact, it would be unlikely for it to handle almost any weight whatsoever.
Thank you for the information and for confirming what my friend told me. He's not a carpenter, so I was questioning him.
You tell him he's very smart. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. It's getting chilly outside, and guys, if you've got a sprinkler system, now is the time to get it winterized. If you do it well, you're not going to have any issues. If it's not done that great, you might end up with a few unexpected repairs come springtime. We're going to share some tips to get it done the right way next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging, and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements, and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now, you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit with tips on new products for fall home projects. Start your cleanup with the Hot Wave Sprayer from Rheem. It provides continuous on-demand hot water right from the end of your garden hose and has 4 spray patterns. Stop cleaning and storing screens with Pella 250 series windows with hidden screen. The screen folds away when you don't need it, maximizing natural light and curb appeal. Save money while you stay warm with LG Multi-F heat pumps with LG Red technology. They operate down to minus 13 degrees outside, run quiet, and are easy to control with the LG ThinQ app. LL Flooring's new Era collection of engineered hardwood flooring features ultra-wide and ultra-long planks for a stylish, expansive feel. They're water-resistant and more impact-resistant than traditional oak. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Do you consider yourself a do-it-yourselfer? Well, let us help you make sure you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer. We're going to give you some ideas and solutions to make sure you do it the right way. We want to keep you guys safe, and we want your projects to be successful. So join us on the Money Pit Podcast. You can follow along at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Brad in Tennessee is on the line with a home that probably has the best practical joke already built into it. You flush the toilet, the shower gets cold. Why do you want to change that?
Well, because my four-year-old son seems to think it's more of a joke than it's a real thing.
Than his parents?
Yes, that is the problem.
All right, so the shower valve itself, right? There's an easy solution to this, first of all, Brad. It requires you to change the shower valve into something called a pressure balanced valve. Now I know you don't have a pressure balanced valve because your water temperature is changing when you draw off water, in this case by flushing the toilet. It would probably also happen if you ran other fixtures in the house, but it's because you have a differential in the pressure or the mix, as you say, between the hot and the cold. What a pressure balanced valve does is it keeps that mix the same. And regardless of what happens to either the cold water supply or the hot water supply. So you can have more or less of either temperature of water, but the ratio of the mix together doesn't change. You may get less pressure when you flush that toilet after this valve's installed, but it won't be a shock. Okay. It won't change the temperature dramatically. That's what a pressure balanced valve does. And, it sounds like you don't have one, and that would be the solution.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I will run out and get one.
All right. It's a bit of a project. You may not be able to install it yourself. You know, it's pretty much have to replumb the shower valve there. You may need a plumber to help you, but it definitely will solve this.
Okay. Well, excellent. At least I know where to start now and where the joke ends.
All right, Brad. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and we are confident that your four-year-old will find something else equally amusing to bother his parents with.
I'm sure he will. Thank you so much,
Well, sprinkler systems are a luxury that affords you a nice green lawn and garden all spring and summer. But if you live in a climate where you need to winterize that system, it's a job that you have to get done correctly, or you could be facing a big repair bill come springtime. Now, there's really three ways to winterize a sprinkler system. You've got manual, automatic, and blowout. And the first step in all cases, though, is turning off that water supply.
Now, the manual is located usually at the low end of the low points of the sprinkler lines. To do this, you want to basically open the manual drain valves and allow the water to drain. And sometimes that water is still under a lot of pressure, and it will come out quickly at first. So be ready for that so you don't get a big splash in your face. To drain out automatics, well, automatic systems have drain valves located at the end and low points of the irrigation piping. They're going to automatically open and drain water if the pressure in the piping is less than 10 psi. So to activate these, you basically just shut the irrigation water supply, and it kind of does it by itself. And then finally, one that you have to pay a pro for is simply called a blowout. And even though I have a little bit of both here. I like doing this every year because my pro comes in with a giant air compressor and forces all the air out of the lines to make sure they're removed. Because, you know, sprinkler lines actually can move over time, especially with frost heave. And sometimes you get these pockets that hold water. If they hold water and the soil freezes, which it's going to, they're going to expand and break and crack, and you get a big mess. So I kind of like knowing that all the water is totally blown out. So that's why I have mine blown out by a pro. And since we started doing that, we've never had an issue with water being left behind, causing a break in the line.
Yeah, and I always feel like if they come to do the blowout, they also have to check that backflow valve and, like, file a special permit for that, at least in my village. So that's why I always go with a pro for the blowout. So definitely important to do. And, guys, if it's not done right, I mean, while it could be pretty, you might find yourself in your own version of the Frozen movie. So let's kind of avoid that.
Yeah, you know, by the way, the other important thing about having a pro do this is if springtime comes and it turns out you did have a freeze break, well, usually they're going to repair that for free because that means some water did get left behind somehow. And so it's just another reason to have a pro open your system and close it every year.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour on the Money Pit. Coming up, we're going to chat with a Money Pit listener, Anne, who lives in Florida. Now, she says her neighbor's apartment has black mold, and she wants to know if this means that she has it as well. We're going to walk her through that process after this.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Super. To your management company, do it in writing and find out what they're going to do about it.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Ann. I can remember when they built this, like, sort of development in our town, there was an issue with the siding, and it got all wet behind it and caused all kinds of black mold. So you definitely have to be on top of this, Ann, to make sure that you're safe and that you live a nice, long, healthy life at this place. All right. Now, Dave from Houston wrote in saying, we're having engineered wood flooring installed into our second floor bedrooms. What are the benefits and drawbacks of having it glued down or floating? And how about having something between the plywood and the floor? Anything else we should consider before the install?
Well, first of all, when you buy the engineered wood flooring, it's going to be designed for one or the other type of installation, either floating or glued down. Personally, I love the floating floors. I find them really easy to work with. I've never had to worry about a floor that kind of released and got loose in any way. If you're wondering what we're talking about, so flooring today, a lot of it simply the planks lock together and then they float or rest on the floor, and you leave a little bit of a gap at the perimeter of the wall, usually around a quarter to a half inch, and you cover that with molding, so if there's any expansion and contraction, it's taken up by that gap. And I found that it works really, really well. The only time I've ever actually glued the planks together is I haven't glued them to the floor, but if I had a spot, Leslie, where it might be like a really small piece of flooring, and it was kind of like I was doing a laundry room once, and I had to kind of work around some machines, and I had very small pieces of flooring. In that case, I made sure not only did I use the self-click function, but I put just a little bit of glue in there and make sure it would secure it real well. But I never had to actually glue it down. Now, the old days used to glue the stuff down all the time, but I really don't see the reason to having that continuous bond. And in terms of anything underneath it, if the product's designed to be used with an underlayment, it might give you a little bit more cushion, perhaps a little more sound resistance, but I would only add another layer to it if I was working with the manufacturer's recommended products.
All right, Dave, and there's so many great floors to choose from, so I know you're going to find something awesome for your house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks for spending a good part of your day with us. We are here to help you take on home improvement projects whenever you need to get them done. Remember, you can reach out to us by clicking the blue microphone button anytime at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operation.
It's The Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Acknowledged new global challenges.
We met here in Thailand 3 years ago last. And since then, the world has changed by events none of us foresaw coming at that time, the COVID pandemic and the war in Ukraine.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The German parliament's upper house has halted a proposed reform of the country's unemployment benefit system, a central policy of center-left Chancellor Olaf Scholz's government. Jeremy House has the latest.
Germany's main center-right opposition bloc objects to the overhaul on the grounds that it would reduce pressure and incentives for people to take available jobs. Scholz's three-party coalition doesn't control a majority in parliament's upper house, which represents Germany's 16 state governments. Regions in which the opposition bloc governs prevented the reform from passing.
Compromise will now be sought. The proposed reform would replace a system drawn up nearly two decades ago by a center-left government which tightened benefit rules for the long-term unemployed. Influenza continues its fast and furious spread across the U.S., CDC reporting most of the worst respiratory illnesses remain concentrated in southern states. Townhall.com. A new bill in Congress wants to make sure your washing machine doesn't air your dirty laundry.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is filing a consumer protection bill that will make sure you know if your smart devices are eavesdropping on your conversations. The bill orders the Federal Trade Commission to create reasonable disclosure guidelines for products that have audio or visual recording components, like washing machines and dryers, dishwashers and refrigerators. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The American Bar Association voting to drop the LSAT and other standardized test requirements for law school admissions, saying they hurt diversity in admissions. The law school admission test tests a student's reasoning and reading comprehension. The ABA's ruling could take effect in the fall of 2025, but as of now, 41 of 82 schools surveyed say they are keeping the tests in place. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Heaters are just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot, whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Aero Fasteners, and Kohler Power. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You're working inside, you're working out, you got a project, you got a repair, you got a redo, maybe something didn't go so well, you got an old house, you got a new house. Hey, whatever is on your list, you can slide it right over to ours when you reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question by clicking the blue microphone button on moneypit.com. Coming up in today's show, if you love the look of greenery around the outside of your house, but you seem to only have a black thumb when it comes to getting that greenery to flourish inside your home, we're going to share a solution.
And also ahead, cleaning and storing those window screens is an annual home project that's definitely a hassle. But now there's a new window design that eliminates that chore by hiding the screens inside the window itself. So you never have to take them out. You never have to store them. It's an industry first, you guys, from Pella. We're going to explain just ahead.
And are you watching money go down the drain with high water heating bills? We've got the top five tips for cutting those water heating costs.
But first, guys, what's going on at your place? How can we help you get your money pit in tip-top shape this holiday season? We're standing by to lend a hand. No project is too big or too small. We can definitely help you out. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's go, DIYers. Leslie, who's first?
Gloria at Massachusetts on the line and needs some help keeping things quiet. What can we do for you?
I live in a condominium. There are three floors. I'm in the middle floor. The person over me has put wooden floors in throughout her condominium. I feel like I'm living in a bowling alley. She gets up at 5 o'clock every morning. She's a school teacher and leaves at 6. There's no way that I can sleep beyond 5.
Wow.
I called MIT looking for some kind of guidance. They said they don't know anything about soundproofing.
Interesting.
Well, that's a little shocking, but okay. but I wouldn't imagine an MIT usually takes, like, you know, tech support help calls like that. But we know a little bit about soundproofing, so I can give you a couple of ideas.
Great.
Now, because you're in a condominium, I guess you probably need to get permission to do this. But there is there's two ways to soundproof this ceiling that I can think of. So one of which is that, well, in both cases, you're going to have to add another layer of drywall on top of the one that's there now. And
all right.
There's two ways to do this. There is a product called Green Glue, which is kind of like a silicone looking like greenish caulk. And you need an extraordinarily large amount of it, but basically you apply it to the ceiling and then the drywall gets put on top of that and it creates sort of a damper that absorbs some of the sound. The easier way to do it is there is actually sound resistant drywall. One of them is called Quiet Rock and it's sound deadening sort of built into the drywall sheet. You'll find that it's very heavy, but it's pretty effective, and that would be installed in a traditional way. Again, probably screwed right through into the current ceiling. And then, of course, you have to tape and spackle all the joints. But where most people miss an opportunity of soundproofing is around the fixtures that come through the ceiling or the walls, if that's the case.
I luckily have none.
You have none. So you have no lights or anything that comes through that ceiling? It's
no.
Just a plain flat ceiling?
No.
Well, then it's pretty easy, you know, and you could probably have a general contractor do this or a carpenter do this for you, but you're going to have to re-drywall the ceiling with sound-resistant drywall like Quiet Rock, and you'll find that at Lowe's. There's another one that's called Quiet Fix, and there's one called Sound Break. And just keep in mind, though, that you're not going to completely silence those heels from your upstairs school teacher that gets up at 5 in the morning. But it will be a lot better if you install this properly. So I think the easiest thing to do would probably be to pick up at Lowe's since it's so readily available.
Okay.
And then have a contractor install it. And keep in mind, you're going to have to you know, tape all of the seams
that
you normally would.
Paint the
ceiling between the walls and the ceiling. You may have to either tape that or use molding to cover that seam. So it's a bit of a project, and you're going to want to move all your furniture out while this goes on. But I think it'll make a big difference for you, especially since you're so sensitive to that sound. Maybe you'll get some better sleep that way.
Yeah, but make sure that your board approves everything. Whoever you've got to ask, make sure they're okay with it before you invest this.
I will do that. Thank you so very, very much for your help.
All right, now we're heading to Delaware, where John's got a question about patching concrete. How can we help you today?
Down in my driveway, I have a garage, concrete around it.
Right.
And where it goes into the garage, whoever did the concrete work before that made the seam right where the door comes down instead of having
it
out.
Okay, got it.
All right, I have two spots that's around maybe 3 inches long and maybe 2 to 3 inches wide. I want to try to patch that. I listened to your show one time. You said that there was a certain concrete to use.
So, John, the product is called Recap, R-E-C-A-P. It is made by the Quikcrete Company and is designed, as you say, to adhere to old concrete. And that's the key. It's got to stick. You got to use the right type of patching material, and Recap is designed specifically for that. In fact, it adheres so well, it becomes stronger than the old concrete was. So you need to pick up a bag of that. It comes in all different sizes. Mix that up, clean out the old concrete. I think the instructions will tell you to wet it down before you apply the Recap, and it dries pretty quickly, and it's real hard, and that will solve your problem once and for all.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, guys, if you're sorry to see that green fade away as the winter is slowly creeping up on us, we've got some tips on the best plants for inside your home that are going to last the season ahead after this.
You live in a money pit.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermofiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. Five runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com.
That's right, guys. We are Team Money Pit, and we are here to lend a hand with all of your projects. I mean, you're dreaming about home projects, and you're wondering how you can get it done. Well, let us help you. We can help you tackle all of those projects when you join us on the Money Pit podcast. That's every Monday and every Thursday, and you can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Patricia in Louisiana is on the line with a siding question. How can I help you today?
I had listened to a program that you guys had done just a little while back, and somebody was asking about putting gutters on the side of a manufactured home. Well, it was funny because I had actually done that, and it does not work very well because most of the siding on a mobile home is corrugated, so it really doesn't work really well, and they put these really skinny gutters on. Well, in the areas that it didn't exactly go flush to the metal siding, there has been runoff, you know, that's gone down, and just in a few places, so it's not horrible, but I've tried to clean it, and I'm afraid to push on it too hard because obviously the corrugated aluminum bends, and I've used a product that you guys also suggested, which is a spray that actually gets rid of mold and mildew and stuff like that on the side of buildings. That worked fabulously, but it did not clean off the staining from the rain. And I was wondering what I could use to either cover the staining or, you know, I'm afraid of painting anything for fear it looks like I painted the side of a mobile home.
Right, right. So a couple of things. I'm glad that the spray and forget that we recommended works so well.
It was wonderful.
So there are house cleaners that are out there that are a little more corrosive. I mean, the reason that works so well is that the spray and forget works so well is because basically it's kind of like a mildicide. It kills the mold and the mildew, and then it just sort of falls off. The house cleaners are more like old-fashioned sort of soap and water and that sort of thing. One that I used to recommend a lot that works pretty well is called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. You'll find it at a home center or a hardware store. And that's a house cleaner that you might be able just to mix up a really small batch of it and see if that will take out that stain. It also occurs to me that the stain could be like an erosion of the finish, so it may not be a stain that's like on top of the siding. It might actually be sort of some of the finish on the siding deteriorating. In that case, obviously, there's nothing that you can do about it short of painting. But why are you reluctant, though, just to paint the whole side of the house?
Because I don't have that kind of money at hand to do. I'm actually selling my lakefront property, and this is the really cool little mobile home that I put on it. And I've spent so much money on these 2 acres recently that, you know, it became a money pit, but a good one. It's a nice one, you know, but it's just everything I have has gone into this place. And to be quite honest with you, I have tried to use like those sponges that have a little bit of rough on the other side, you know, one side sponge, the other side's abrasive. And I've tried to use that, and the color of the stain does not change at all, whether I use a little bit of baking soda, you know, not super abrasive, but abrasive.
I mean, it sounds like it's either a chemical reaction or some of the finish has changed due to sun fading. I mean, that's what it seems like, rather than something you can clean.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's not in the sun. I actually have a carport. And so some of it, you can just see where it's been runoff from the little teeny tiny gutter that they put up alongside of these mobile homes, which I'm not kidding you, it's not even a half inch wide.
So here's what I would suggest you do. Take a picture and post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page. It's facebook.com/themoneypit. Give us a little bit of history, and we'll take a look and get you an answer. Sound good?
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you'd like to choose the best plants for inside your home this winter, the first step is really knowing your house, like which rooms get west, north, south, and east sun. Sunny in the morning versus sunny in the afternoon, and then choose those plants according to that sun pattern. That's really important.
Now, once you've figured out the sunlight situation in your home, you really need to think about which type of houseplants are going to work best in your levels of light. Is it bright? Is it low? Whatever it is, you've got to choose the plant that's going to work for that, not the one that you think is most popular, okay, guys? It's got to be the right thing. Now, the number one plant that's requested from nurseries is a ficus, but it's not really a practical plant for your house. They're difficult to maintain. They grow in full sunlight, and they are going to drop a lot of dense foliage, and you'll just be cleaning up a ton of leaves and really sad that the plant's not doing well at home. Now, a good alternative to that, I mean, seriously, it's like set yourself up for success, guys. Don't get one that's automatically just not going to work. Now, a good alternative to the ficus is the Kentia palm. It's popular in parlors and dens of Victorian homes, and each leaf is gradually smaller on that palm frond. So it's very rich in green color. It's elegant looking. And also a good option is the lady palm. Each leaf is like a lady's hand with a paper-like texture. My hands don't have paper-like texture. I don't know. So
you worked too hard for that.
I worked too hard to have delicate lady hands. But I do love that fern. It really is very lovely. Now, they're saying, these landscaper folks at the nursery are telling us that orchids are a great option. I love to look at them. I love to have them in my house. I cannot ever get them to reflower. I'm sure there are many of you out there that have a wonderful green thumb and know the way. Please call me and tell me, because I need some help. This is where you guys can lend a hand. But orchids are beautiful, and if you do it right, they are going to last a long time and give you lots of flowers.
Now, one of the things you need to know is when to repot a plant if you want to keep your garden growing inside. And if your plant is not absorbing water, either it's full of roots and not absorbing properly, or it's so full of roots there's nowhere for the water to go, and that means it might be time to repot it. In general, you can go up about 2 inches in pot size and use potting soil. Don't confuse this with topsoil, which is used outside. Use rocks or a piece of broken clay pot to line a pot with holes. This way the dirt doesn't clog those little holes and the plant can actually drain. Then add the soil, go almost to the rim, and then add your plant. Fill with dirt to cover and then water it thoroughly. If you stay on top of that, you won't get to the point where you have just too many roots for the plant literally to drink.
Well, hopefully that helps you guys out. If you want some more tips on how you can keep your plants kicking all winter long, you can check out our post 13 Hard to Kill Houseplants on MoneyPit.com.
Robert in Arkansas is on the line with a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a pier and beam home, and the insulation, I happen to be up in there sealing my ducts in my air for my air conditioning in the house, and I happen to be up there looking at the insulation, and it was real thin, and it had a white backing on it, and it was only about an inch high, and I thought, wow, I need to put some insulation in there. So I went to my local Lowe's store, and I rented the machine from him, and I bought the blown insulation. Okay. And I bought like 20 bags, and I just started blowing it in. And that was approximately 10, 12 years ago. I happened to be up there again this year looking around, and I noticed that it has kind of compressed and turned into little tiny BBs. And I've heard y'all talk about insulating the attics of people's homes, but I didn't know how to go about trying to put something else up there. If I need to vacuum all that stuff out of there and try to lay some actual good insulation, and what the number would be?
Well, if the insulation has settled, I mean, generally speaking, you want 15 to 20 inches of insulation. If it's settled, so now it's a lot less than that, you can either remove it and put new insulation in, or you could add an additional layer on top of it, depending on how difficult, I guess, it is to work up in that space.
Right. It's pretty tight in some of the spots.
Yeah.
That was the reason I went with the blown.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So I think what you probably want to do is just supplement what's there. It's not unusual for it to settle over the years a little bit, but perhaps you need to add a little bit more to that space. That would probably be the least complicated way of improving that insulation right now, given the fact that you've already got blown in there, Robert.
Now, I've heard some other insulation questions asked on your show, because I listen to it, you know, every Sunday religiously. And I've heard them talk about laying them in between, but I've also heard them going over the top of the beam.
So if you have fiberglass insulation that's flush with the ceiling joists. Let's say you had like 2x8 ceiling joists and you had maybe 8-inch bats laid in between those ceiling joists. To put the next layer of insulation on top of it, we always advise that you do that perpendicular. So you go the other way, the opposite way, and across the beams at like a 90-degree angle. In your case, it sounds like it's all covered already with blown-in insulation. Is that insulation above the ceiling joist right now, or is it settled down below it?
No, it's settled down way below it.
Okay, so if it's settled down below it, then maybe you could add another, you could add some unfaced fiberglass bats if you think you can get those up in there. And lay those perpendicular to the beams.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. If it needed to be unbatted, if it, you know, or if I did buy the batting in certain areas, would I want the batting up or would I want that paper down?
No, you want unfaced because the moisture barrier goes towards the living space, and that's already inaccessible now because it's going to be the ceiling that's under all of that blown in. So if it and if it's if you would think it's if you think it's about flush with the top of the ceiling joist right now, then I would just add a second layer perpendicular to that, and you can do that with bats.
Okay. That'll work. I appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Deanne on the line who needs some help with the windows at her money pit. What's going on?
I have old steel-framed metal commercial windows in my house, and the outside walls are double brick. There's no wood in the outside walls, so these are screwed right into the brick. And we took out one and replaced it, and we had a very hard time doing that. And I don't know if we should replace them or just try to repair them.
Well, I mean, if you repair them, I can't imagine they're very energy efficient. So repairing them and making them operational, you know, could restore some of the function, but I don't think they'll be energy efficient. Replacing them is a better option, but of course, as you cited, because they're built into the wall, it's a difficult installation because you've got to get the old ones out. So is this a project you want to do yourself, or you think maybe you want to have a pro help you?
I used to have a builder's license, but I physically can't do that anymore. So I'd probably hire someone.
Yeah, I think you might want to think about doing that because taking out those old metal windows that are screwed into the bricks is an awful lot of work. And also, if you're going to put replacement windows in, they've got to be measured just right and they've got to be installed just right so that they don't leak. And I don't think you want that responsibility. You ought to have a pro measure them and install them. I think that's where you'll be assured they'll come out just right.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're here to lend a hand. You know, guys, there's really only two things that you want from a window screen. You want it to keep bugs out, and you want it to let fresh air in. What you don't want is the hassle of cleaning and storing that screen every year.
Well, now Pella has released a new hassle-free hidden window screen that appears when you want it and folds away when you don't. We're going to explain this brand new innovation when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlize Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients.
Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlize today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlize Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlize Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to serve you, to help you with your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas, whether you're building new or repairing. Reach out to us with your questions.
Hey guys, would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools to take on your fall fix-up projects and more? Well, you can when you enter the Money Pit's fantastic fall fix-up sweepstakes, presented by our friends over at Arrow. Now, one grand prize winner is going to receive $750 worth of Arrow tools, including the magnesium hammer tacker and the cordless glue gun.
There's also going to be five runner-up winners who will get the Arrow Holiday Light Helper prize pack that's got a WireMate staple gun and a wiring tacker. I mean, basically, you're going to have everything you need to decorate your house with. Plus, all winners are going to get plenty of staples and glue sticks to get those projects done. You can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, and you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. Just go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Brenda in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. We were just wondering, we have a basement that we'd like to remodel, and the only problem is that right now it currently has a glued-on carpet, it has paneling in the walls, and we had a termite problem. So we want to know, what would you put for, once we gut everything all out, because the termite problem's been corrected, what kind of walling material could you use that would be anti-termite, anti-mold resistant, and moisture? And it's against a black basement. What would you recommend?
So first of all, what you would do is you would frame the wall out away from the block wall. You don't want to attach anything directly to the block wall because you need to have sort of an airspace between the wall and the concrete block so that it can breathe. If there's moisture that gets in the wall, it can evaporate. In terms of what kinds of materials you use, you're going to use either steel framing, or you're going to use a pressure-treated sill plate. That's the bottom piece of wood, the bottom 2x4, and then typical traditional 2x4s on top of that. In terms of the wall covering, there's a type of drywall called Dens Armor, which is like fiberglass face as opposed to paper faced. And that's a good option for a basement because this way that paper face can't feed a mold problem. In terms of the termites, if the home is properly treated, you shouldn't have to worry about those. It's not like you need to worry about building a termite-proof basement down there. The termite-proofing is the application of the right pesticides that keeps them at bay. Typically today, they use a type of pesticide that's called an undetectable pesticide. It goes in the soil at the foundation perimeter. As the termites pass through that, as they go to the nest, they pick it up and spread it to the rest of the insects in the nest, kind of like germ warfare, and that wipes out the whole colony. And those treatments are effective for 10 years plus. So if it was done, you shouldn't have to worry about that. Just concentrate now on the best materials for finishing that basement.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
While window screens play a very key role in keeping the bugs out of your house and letting the fresh air in, but most of us don't like the look of the screens, and we definitely don't like cleaning them and storing them in the cooler months, well, now there's an option in screens that's going to eliminate all of those hassles.
Yeah, it's called a hidden screen, and it's the newest innovation from Pella. It's a hassle-free window screen that basically appears when you want it, and then it folds away into the window itself when you don't. This is going to give you a crystal-clear view and improved curb appeal, because with most windows, you're looking out the window and through the screen. But when the screen is not there, you have a much better view, and that's going to make the whole place look a lot nicer.
Yeah, now this new hidden screen, which is so cool, is available as an option with the Pella 250 series windows. And the screen is designed to maximize that natural light, give you lots of fresh air, keep that view beautiful, all while keeping those bugs out.
Yeah, and you know what's really cool about this new hidden screen design is that if you think about it, you no longer need to take your screens out of your windows to clean them and store them because the screen rolls up inside the window. So the window itself actually stores the screen year-round.
Yeah, it's really cool because the hidden screen is designed to appear when you open the window, and then it folds away when you close the window, and it also gives you the clearest view, allowing 44% more natural light into your home than a standard screen.
Plus, the screen's made of a super durable polyester weave that lasts a long time. You know, this is interesting. It was actually tested to 9,400 cycles, which is equivalent to opening and closing your windows once a day for 25 years.
Wow, and who does that?
Yeah, right. I was also thinking about the fact that one of the reasons window screens wear out is because they're exposed to UV. They're basically on the window, you know, from spring through fall. Well, these are only going to be exposed when you need them to be. So there's really no opportunity for the UV to actually wear out the screen cloth at all. So really cool idea.
I mean, this is a great innovation. You know what, guys? Now is a really good time to replace your windows because even though the weather's turning cooler across much of the country, Pella can actually replace those windows in cold weather conditions, so it's definitely not a problem. And you can replace old single-pane windows with Energy Star certified windows, and that's going to help save you hundreds. Plus, window projects deliver a very fantastic return on investment, and that's going to recoup about 70% or more of that replacement cost when it's time to sell.
Hidden Screen is available for purchase through a local Pella showroom. There are over 200 Pella showrooms across the country. You can learn more at Pella.com, P-E-L-L-A.com.
Glenn, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling to find out. I was looking to purchase used a propane heat stove for the house to replace my wood stove. And my question is, I live in town in a home now that has natural gas, and I'm wondering if a propane stove could work in a natural gas environment.
Not unless it has a new burner put into it, because the burners are different for propane and for natural gas, Glenn. So you can't just use one in place of the other. You have to have a different burner, because the orifice, the size of the holes where the gas comes out is different.
Oh, okay. Now I know I've had experience in taking something that's natural gas and converting it. I would guess then you would make it smaller.
Same idea, yeah. And you have to have the right parts to do that.
Okay, so it sounds like probably more than a project and probably more expensive than I would want to tackle.
Probably, yeah. You might just want to pick up a new stove. By the time you get the parts for it, you'll probably be halfway there, and this way you'll be starting clean. Okay.
Well, thank you for letting me know that, and I really appreciate your help. I enjoy listening to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Glenn. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. You can call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, did you know that water heating is the second largest expense in the average home? Well, we've got the top 5 tips for cutting those water heating costs just ahead.
You live in the Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from EdenPure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the EdenPure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit MONEYPIT.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. 5 runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deisch Coatings. LuxRock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeischCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com.
Money Pit is presented by Deisch Coatings, the official coating partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeischCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we know you like to do projects around the house, so do you consider yourself a do-it-yourselfer? Well, we are here to make sure that you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer. Guys, we got to keep you safe.
That happens, even us.
It does. It does happen. I mean, really, even to the pros. So we got to make sure that we keep you safe and get those projects done right. We're going to give you some ideas and solutions to do things the right way when you listen to the Money Pit podcast. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Charles in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you with your porch project?
I bought a house, and the front porch is made out of concrete. It's got block, brick surroundings, and it's got a poured concrete slab.
Okay.
And one side of the slab is just falling in.
Huh.
I'm thinking that when they built it, that they didn't pack the sand that they put in to pour the slab on. And one side of it is now settling and it's falling in. It's about 4 inches down. I wonder how to get under that thing.
Yeah, well, you're not. You're not going to be able to get under that thing. And I think you're exactly right. And I've seen that happen before. They'll use maybe concrete block to form the outside edge. And then they'll just throw whatever's around the construction site in that hole to fill it up. And sometimes you get settlement, or you could be have like a tree stump in there that rots away. And then it rains, you get the water in there, and it can't hold that slab anymore. You are going to be much better off breaking that slab out of there and properly backfilling that space, chipping it in well, and then pouring a new slab. It's only a piece of concrete. It's not like you're lifting the whole house. I don't think you're going to be at the expense of doing any kind of pump jack or something of that nature. Is just not going to be worth it. I would simply break up the slab and replace it.
Hey, did you know that water heating is the second largest expense in the average home? I mean, that is a lot of money. Now, all of that hot water that you use adds up to a few hundred dollars a year, but here are five things that you can do to save energy and to keep those costs down. First and foremost is the obvious suggestion. Use less hot water. But come on, you don't like taking cold showers. I certainly don't.
Try telling that to teenagers.
Well, and I love to take the hottest showers ever of life. So it's like, I'm not doing that. So as long as you're using soap, researchers, guys, actually confirm that cold water is just as effective as killing germs. So, you know, think about it. Maybe take that cold shower, but seriously, consider washing your clothes and rinsing your clothes and dishes and whatever you wash around the house with cold water instead of hot, because that's going to save you some bucks.
Now, some other things that you can do, think about replacing your shower head with a low flow model. They're inexpensive to buy. They're easy to install. They use up about 60% less water every time you step into the shower. You can also turn down the thermostat on your water heater. Keeping the temperature at 120 is smart. It's also a good safety measure to prevent accidental burns. I actually keep mine a bit lower than that, about 110. And another inexpensive and easy DIY fix is to add insulation around your water heater and pipes to prevent any heat loss.
And, guys, if you're shopping for any new appliances, make sure you look for the Energy Star ratings, especially on your dishwashers, washing machines, and water heater, to find the most energy-efficient model that you can. I mean, it's really going to do a great job for you and save you some money. Sam in South Carolina has a question about a counter. What can we do for you?
I have a countertop that I guess it's Formica on wood, and it comes up at the back, kind of rolls, you know, maybe it's a cove. Anyway, it rolls. It's about 3.5 inches up the wall, and then it you know, it rolls on the edge too. I'm thinking for Formica on wood. It was constructed in maybe 80. My question is, it expands and contracts away from this wall during different cycles of winter/summer. And just a little bit, it pulls away from the wall, and I always wanted to put like glass or tile as a backsplash up from it. But as it expands and contracts, there's no way to seal it next to the wall.
So first of all, you're talking about something that's called a post-formed countertop, but that's sort of rounded edge that sort of goes up and over. Now, what you can do is you can put in what's called a backer rod, which is like a foam tube that goes right, push it down behind the countertop in that space. That kind of takes up the gap. And then you could use a flowable caulk on top of that, which would stick to the wall and the countertop, and it would expand and contract as the house moved. But I do like your idea of the backsplash, and that sounds like a perfect application for that, right, Leslie?
Yeah, and you know, the small glass tiles really do look great on a backsplash, and they're really easy to install as a do-it-yourselfer because there's not a lot of cutting cutting or snipping or shaping of tile to make it work for the puzzle that becomes the backsplash.
Fantastic. Now, what did you say to put in there?
So you want to use, there's a foam rod called a backer rod. It's like a thin foam tube that you'll find at home centers. And you kind of want to fill that up, because if you just caulk the caulk, it's going to sort of fall down into that big gap. So you want to stuff something in there so the caulk sort of sits on top. And then you push it down just right below the surface, and then you caulk over that.
Great. Okay, that sounds like a perfect solution. I really appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to having it just much more attractive.
All right. Well, we're so glad we could help you out, and thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, guys, are you ready for winter? Well, we're going to share a simple checklist that you can follow to maybe get you ready next.
You live in a money pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Ronnie in New York City has reached out to Team Money Pit, and he says, my home is 50 years old. Central air and heating were installed 15 years ago, which included 5 vents in the basement. An energy auditor suggested sealing off those basement vents since it's not used as a living space. But an HVAC expert says that closing the vents is going to build some pressure and then strain the HVAC system. I want to save money each month, but not if it's going to cost me in the long run. So what is the right move?
So it's a good question. Now, I suppose that since the heating system is 15 years old, it was designed basically to provide heat to the basement and air conditioning to the basement as well. You know, will it strain the system? It might, because if it's not heating or cooling the same volume of air that it was designed to, you may find that the system is kind of working harder than it needs to deliver the same amount of heating or air conditioning. So I don't feel like you're going to have a lot of savings by closing off those basement vents. If anything, you might want to consider insulating the basement walls or insulating certainly the floor between the basement and the rest of the house. But I don't like the idea of shutting such a huge part of the system off. One or two rooms, okay, but I mean, you may be talking about 25% or more of what the system's designed to do. So in my view, I think I would leave it as is. I don't think it's adding a lot to the expenses of your HVAC system.
All right, Ronnie, I hope that helps you out with your lucky New York City apartment. Maybe you guys are rent controlled, maybe you own, whatever that is. It's awesome to be a New York City resident.
Well, before winter's wrath really sets in, it's important to make sure your home is good to go. Leslie has some top tips for winterizing your home in today's Power Tip of the Day, presented by Kohler Residential Standby Generators. Leslie, what do you got?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody just loves autumn weather so much that no matter when it hits, we never seem to be totally ready for winter. So here's a quick to-do list to make sure that you're good to go now for when that cold winter arrives. First of all, before you have to start digging out for a snowstorm, definitely go in the garage now, shed, wherever, closet, look at all of your snow removal gear and make sure that it's ready. You want to wire brush any rust that may have developed on the shovels, and you go ahead and wipe a thin coat of oil, and that's going to help the fresh snow slide easily off that shovel. Now, you want to check the oil level, you want to add fresh gas, and fire up that snowblower and make sure that it starts, and this way it starts easily when you need it and you're not struggling with it at the worst moment. Now, you also want to make sure that you have your heating system tuned up and replace the filter. Even if your furnace seems to be working fine, a pro service can make sure that it's running safely and efficiently, so avoiding the problems by treating them beforehand. Now, then go and check your windows and your doors for any drafts. Update your weather stripping, caulk around the exterior trim. That's all going to keep those drafts away. Clean up your patio furniture and your grill and put it away for the winter season. That's going to keep everything out there in tip-top shape. And then think about investing in backup power, because when the temperatures are low outside, it really doesn't take long for temperatures in your home to drop. So with reliable whole home backup power like a Kohler standby generator, you can be sure that you and your family are never without heat and never without power. If you want to learn some more and find a dealer near you, just go to poweredbykohler.com today. That's poweredbykohler.com, poweredbykohler.com. It's K-O-H-L-E-R.com. Kohler generators, backup power from a name that you can trust.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, your washer and dryer, I think they just might be the hardest working appliances in your house, but they can also be a source of major leaks and even fires if they're not operating safely. We're going to share tips to keep them humming happily along on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.